Before reading Psalm 121 this morning, I want to share that this psalm has particular meaning for our family in that just this past week, our family went on a great hike in the North Cascades with narrow trails and steep drop-offs and big vistas, and our seven-year-old, it was the first big hike that she'd ever been on, and she was pretty nervous. And so my wife recited Psalm 121 with Sarah before going out. And then upon returning, it was just a nice, solid reference for her to hold on to God's provision and safety and experience it while we experience the beauty of the Lord. So with that, hear the word of the Lord from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning. I'm glad to share with you one of my beautiful and meaningful psalms in the Bible, 121. Before I share with you, I would like to tell you a story before I came here in America. As you know, I came here as an immigrant after my friend, he sent my name to American Embassy in Cairo. And later, after 6 months, I received a letter from American Embassy in Cairo. They told me, congratulations, you went to receive your green card. Was unexpected because I didn't do anything and I didn't send my name, but my friend sent my name to American Embassy. And it was big challenge for me to leave my country, to leave my family, to leave my church, to leave my friends, and to come to start everything from zero here. And it was so hard. I took a lot of time to thinking, ask God to let me, or ask God to give me wisdom if I leave everything in Egypt and come here. I know a lot of people, they say America is dreamland, America is a beautiful country, and it is. But it's a challenge for a lot of immigrants to start everything from zero. Spend more time thinking, ask people to pray with me. But something happening, and this helped me to take decision. In Thursday, November 14th, 2008, I lost my mom. She died with unexpected. She had like heart attack, and she died. And it was very crisis situation for all my family because this is happening without unexpected. Before that, my mom, she was healthy woman. She was happy, and she opened her house for hospitality. Everyone was happy, and I don't know what happening, but the fact she passed away in November 14, 2008, and because I am a minister and the only one in my family. I have big family, 4 brothers and 2 sisters. We are 7. I try to encourage my family. I try a lot to encourage my brothers, my sister, my father, because it was a big, big crisis for all the family. And I did that. And after 4 months, I feel so tired. And I said, I need help. I need someone to help me. Because I gave a lot of support, a lot of encouragement for my family. And I don't know, I don't know, they expect the pastor or minister is different in anyone. He can handle every situation, and this is not true, because we are human beings. My heart was broken for my mom, and also my heart is broken for myself, because at this time I couldn't preach, I couldn't visit, I couldn't take care about the church in Egypt. And finally I decided to, I said, maybe if I change my country, maybe if I change my situation, if I go to the new life, new country, maybe this can help me a lot to overcome the crisis. So I decided to come here. And I said, like, I think maybe this good way to experience God's presence in my life. And I thought at this time the life in America will be so easy. No challenges, no circumstances, no crisis. Everything will be so beautiful. But after I came here, I'm suffering a lot more than in Egypt. Because I feel that I am alone, without friends, without family, without community. Even if I support my brother and my sister, but I still have community around me. I have friends, I have a church. They can help me, they can listen, I can talk, I can speak my language, Arabic, so people can understand me. But when I came here, I didn't speak English well. People cannot understand me. Everything is different. Faces is different. Culture is different. Every feeling and emotion is different also. So it was so hard and difficult time in my life. And I spent more time to ask God to help me. Because at this time, I thinking a lot to go back in Egypt, because I said, I cannot handle this situation by myself. Every time when I feel sick and I feel I am alone in my apartment, I feel so bad in myself. I said, like, why I come here? Why God allow me to come and live in this country? So I know, like, this country is beautiful country, but for me at this time, it was very difficult country. And why I'm asking you this question, why I share this story with you, because the question who came in my mind at this time, where can I get help? Where can I get help? Where can I look for help? Even if people cannot understand me or cannot understand me. And my personality as a man from Egypt, from Middle East, it's hard to sharing my feeling with someone. I need someone to help me to be open and sharing with anyone about what's happening in my life, especially what's happening for my mom. And honestly, even at this time, it's hard for me to share about my mom because it still hurts me when I talk about death. I really don't like to talk about death. But this psalm helped me a lot to focus in God, not to focus in people. To ask myself, where can I get help? And that, as Steve read for us today, he said, I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? And of course, the mountain cannot give us help. But the mountains can lead us to think about help. And this psalm, we have 15 psalms, starting from 120 to 134. 15 psalms. They called a song of ascent, or degrees, which is coming from meaning from Hebrew to go up. Some people, they called the people who go to the Jerusalem to go out, they call like a traveler song. Because when they go in Jerusalem, they sing this song, specific this song. They ask God for help. Because Jerusalem is building in the hill, in the mountain, and the Hebrew people every year they go to visit Israel to celebrate with three feasts: the Passover in spring, and the Pentecost in early summer, and Dent of Israel in the fall. Three feasts in Jerusalem. Everyone from Hebrew people came from everywhere to visit Israel and celebrate and worship God in Jerusalem. And at this time, they have a lot of challenges, a lot of dangers, a lot. They're walking in the desert, they're walking in the mountain, and some people, they attack them, some people, they scare them. And of course, when they went up to Jerusalem, they sang this song: I lift up my eyes to the mount, where does my help come from? And for this reason, I decided to share with you about this psalm today. Because this psalm helped me a lot to overcome about the challenges and troubles in our life. And I will tell you something. The life is journey, your journey. We wish our journey to feel happy all the time, but this is not true. In our life, we can face a lot of challenges, a lot of troubles. We can experience also happiness in our life. I'm not saying like all the life is trouble, but we can experience happiness. But at the same time, we facing a lot of troubles, a lot of challenges, a lot of circumstances in our life. And sometimes we ask ourselves, where can I get help? I know here in America, the first, like when I ask for help, the people say like, go to the counselor. This is the first answer I'm hearing from a lot of people. Go to the counselor. Counselor is good option. Of course, counselor is good option. But sometimes the counselor is not true helper. And I know a lot of people are suffering a lot. And they're stuck when they're talking with counselor. But today I will share with you about the true helper, the true counselor, is God. And I tell you what is the difference between God and other different helper. Some people I know like here in Northwest, specific in Seattle area, people more individual. People, they look like they are very strong. Sometimes they don't need advice, or sometimes they're not listening because they feel they are good, they are perfect. And for me also, when I invite a student in community college, in campus, to invite them to come in Bible study, I hear a lot of different answers. Some students, they accept to come in Bible study and hearing the good news. Some students, they said, you know, we are good, we are fine. And the strange answer I hear from one of our students, they said, do you know, I don't need God. I am fine. I am good. My life is perfect. I don't need God. But for me, let me ask you this question. Let's say you are able to stay safe and healthy, okay? But where does your help come from when? When a loved one dies, how can you get your help? When you're suffering a crisis of faith and find it's hard to pray. When your son or daughter starting running with the wrong direction, how can you get help? When relationships begin to fail. When you're sitting at the table surrounded by stock of unpaid bills, with empty bank account, with no job inside, how can I get you help? When you wonder to yourself, does God really care one way or the other? How can you get help? And I'm sharing with you about my experience. I'm talking with you my heart. I know like we are different. But for me, I cannot handle all this situation by myself. As I share with you, I try to handle what's happening in my family after my mom passed away for four month, but after that, I feel I so broken. I cannot handle this situation. I cannot give any support for even for my family anymore. I need someone to help. And I'm challenging you today. When you have a lot of circumstances, when you have a lot of problems or troubles, think about God. Try to use God as a helper for your life. My help has come from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and the earth. And these Psalms, they help us to think about who is God and what does God promise us to do for us. It's not only to focus about us. This song is not about focus about us. It's focus about who is God. How can we experience God's presence in our life when we have troubles, when we have crisis, when we have difficult time? How can you see God in your difficult time? So I would share with you about who is God. I know, like, if I preach like all the Bible from Old Testament to New Testament, of course they're talking about God, but I'm trying to share a little bit about who is God in this psalm and who is God for me. First, God is bigger than our troubles. God is bigger than our troubles. I know, like, some people, and sometimes I confess, sometimes I look to myself and say, like, you know, sometimes our trouble, our problem is bigger more than God. Sometimes people, they think the problem is bigger more than God. This psalm teach us that God is bigger more than your trouble. I don't know what, like, we are different. We have different story. But when you face difficult times in our life, do you thought, turn first to our God, maker of heaven and the earth? So however big the thing is that you are worried about, remember that God is bigger, much, much bigger. He's on your side. You are not alone. It's bigger. He can handle everything. He can be with you. He can walk with you. I know, like, I remember one when I climbing the mountain of Sinai. I don't know how many of you visit Egypt, but when I climbed the mountain of Sinai, the mountain in Sinai is totally different than the mountain here in Seattle. We don't have trees. We don't have everything like rock and stone. And it was so scary. It's afraid. When we start to climb the mountain of Sinai, we have to start, like, in the summer, we have to climb at 1 o'clock in the morning, and takes like 3 hours to go to the top. Why? Because we cannot climb the mountain in the morning or 7 o'clock because the weather, it was so hot at this time and still. But when we walk and look to the mountain, sometimes we feel scared and afraid because no one around us, it's like very dangerous place. But we remember, like, every time when I go to the top, I feel God's presence. Even if we visit the Tel Tambor and I see the mountains, you know, like, even if I cannot pray, but I feel God's presence because the mountain can help us to find the true helper. It's God. God is bigger more than our trouble. Please, I want to encourage you to give a chance to God to work in your life. Don't be alone. Because when you are alone, you will suffering a lot. But when we give God opportunity to walk with you in your journey, you will experience God's presence. You will experience that God with you. You are not alone in your journey. And what can we do when we believe that God is bigger than our troubles? What you need to do, you need to trust and believe. In Psalm 115, the Psalm tell us that God spoke to the Israel people. He said, Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help, their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. What you need to trust in God. You need to have faith so you can experience God's presence in your life. That's it. You don't have to fight with God or fight with others, but you need just to trust, just believe that God with you. You are not alone in your trouble. Second point in this psalm, God cares about our troubles. From verses 3 to 8, our confidence is not built not only on the fact that God is bigger than our troubles, but also on the fact that God cares about our troubles. He cares about you. He knows everything about your need. He knows about your trouble, about your crisis. And as I told you, after I keep everything inside me and I didn't share with anyone about what's happening with my mom, I don't know, I know Neil from probably like 7 years now. I don't know if I share this story with him or not. But even if you cannot share about what's happening in your life, God knows what's happening in your life. He cares about your trouble. He cares about your problem. He cares about your needs. He cares about your diagnosis. It's building that God is care. It's not only bigger than trouble, but is care about our needs and our troubles. The Bible said, he never sleep. He will not lead your foot to move. He who keeps you will not slumber. He will keep Israel for neither sleep or no sleep. He never sleep. He never sleep. He never said, I am busy because I have someone asking me to take care about his needs. Is always available for us because he care about your needs. He care about your problems. He care about your emotion, your feeling. He knows everything about you because he create you and he create everything. He knows everything about us. Honestly, even if you cannot share about what's happening in your life, but he is here for you. He is on your side. The third point also to teach us about God, that the Lord care is close. It's not also bigger than your trouble. It's not only care about you, but he's very close. He listens to you. He's listening to you. He's very close in your heart if you trust in him, if you believe in him. And I would tell you something. Maybe it's funny, but I experienced this in my life. Let me ask you this question. Did you experience when you ask for help and call someone is very close friend to you, and you need help, you're looking for someone to help you, and you took your phone and try to call your friends or one from your family, and when you try to call, this person couldn't answer your phone. He said, I'm sorry, I'm not available right now. Leave your name, detail message, and I will call you back. It could be like it take 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 1 month. But I experienced this a lot in my life. When I need someone and they call, he said, I'm sorry, I'm not available right now. Leave your name, your number, detail message. Sometimes he forget to call me. But I tell you something. God is available for you 24 hours. Anytime when you call, God is available for you. He never said, I'm not available because I am busy with near request or whatever who asked me, is available for you 24 hours. If you ask him, I believe he can answer to you. And sometimes he said like him, sometimes God not answer our prayer. I pray a lot for something, and God never answer my prayer. But I tell you some things. I have friend, he texted me for long time ago when I was in Egypt. And he sent a message to me. He said, he told me, God answered our prayers in three different ways. He said, yes, and he gave you what you want. And second, sometimes he said, wait, and I give you what you want, but in the right time. And sometimes God say, no, and I will give you something better. Whatever God answer our prayer, even if God say yes or wait or no, but in fact God answer our prayers, we need to trust in God, that God cares about us and he answer our prayers and he is available for us 24 hours. He never forget your prayers. He never forget when you ask him to help you. Whatever your condition, even if you said, I'm not a good person, I have a lot of problems, I don't have relationship with God. Even if you don't have good relationship with God, even if your condition is not good with God, but God never forget your prayer. He's available for you 24 hours. His ability, the only one can resolve your problem is God. And I don't know like about you, but about me. Many times when I ask for help, I don't have a lot of expectation that the person can resolve my problem. Because I believe we have limitation in our life. Sometimes we help, but we have limit in our help. Sometimes if someone asks, please help me, I say, I can help you, but I have limits. That's it. I cannot help you more. Done. And sometimes we said, we cannot help. We cannot help. But God, only the person, he has ability to resolve your problem. He is able to be close and the answer and help you to overcome your circumstances. Is only God, is a true God, is keeper. He created you in his image. He takes care about everything about you. And I tell you some things. 2 weeks ago, I heard bad news from my family. I heard that my father had liver cancer. And it was a shock for me to hearing that my father is going to die. And as I told you, I really don't like to talk about death. Even when I visit patients in hospital, when work as oncology chaplain, the people talk with me a lot of death, and they bothering me because I really don't like to hearing bad news, but I know like this is fact. But I just tell you about my culture in Egypt. When my father went to the doctor and he discovers that he has liver cancer, the doctor didn't tell my father that he going to die. But the doctor told my brothers about my father's diagnosis. And one of our culture in Egypt, when we have situation like that, we don't like to talk with the patient about death. I don't know, like, I'm not saying like this right or wrong, but I tell you something, for me now, as I work with a lot of patients, they're going to die and support them, help them. I live in West culture in America, and when we have something like that, we have to talk with the patient. And there is a lot of fight in my personality now. Of course, I'm planning to go to visit my father because it's hard and difficult for me to didn't see my father, especially in the last stage in his life. But I'm still have trouble when I meet with my father. How can I tell him that he is going to die? It's hard for him, and also it's hard for me. For this situation, I don't have the answer right now. Honestly, I don't have, how can I see my father is sick and is going to die? And I don't know how can I talk with him to give us advice before he go. But I'm asking God to help me now. I say, God, you know my struggle right now. You know that our culture in Egypt, to not tell the patients that he's going to die, we can tell the family. So because when we tell the patients that he's going to die, this can affect in his feeling, and he feel down, and maybe he give up and he die. I don't know, like we still have hope. I don't know. We still have hope in God, even if we have a little hope, but we catch this hope. I don't know what can I do. But I believe God will give me wisdom. And God will give me encouragement. And he give me strength to facing this challenge and this problem when I go to visit my family and my father. I want to close with you this one. And this is, again, this is my experience, my perspective about my faith. If your help comes from anything or anyone else other than the Lord, God Almighty, you are a bit be disappointed. If you, again, if your help comes from anything or anyone else other than the Lord God Almighty, you are a bit to be disappointed. And I want to encourage you today to look for the true helper is God. He will care about you. He is bigger more than your trouble. He is very close to you. So please, let's pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much because you love us. And your love is unconditional love. You love us and you care about us. Thank you, God, because you are bigger, bigger, much bigger more than our trouble. And I'm asking you, God, to give me faith so I can trust in you. I can trust in your presence. I can trust that you can do everything in your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, God, to use this message to encourage your people today in the church that we, when we facing trouble in our life, we go first to you and ask for help. Thank you, God, because you answer our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.